It's the music of this year's Rodeo Houston on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070, The Answer.
I've been burning bright.
So long I can remember.
So long I can remember.
Zac Brown Band rocks.
Pretty girls and late night bars seem to be my line of work. Believe me when I say I can't stay this high forever. This man's had all he can stand. Time to lay this body down.
Sweet Annie.
Sweet Annie.
Bam, bam.
Can't stay with you.
Once again, this is a 1-4-5, okay?
This road's been putting miles on my heart.
G.
Sweetheart,
bring it down to C.
Living in a fantasy.
F.
F.
Back to C.
Strike, and my bark will lose
C.
Vibe, but don't
G.
Give
G.
Up on me.
There you go. It's 1-4-5. You just learned the chords to Zac Brown's
Sweet
Annie.
Sweet Annie.
By the way, does this feel like Amy Pure Prairie League, too? Has a little feel to it?
Yes, it does.
All right, 8:37 every single Friday for gosh knows how long. I have always taken time out of the show. From all the aggravation, all the agita, all the spookus that's going on out there, to just take one segment of one show per week and talk about the glory and the sanctity and the holiness and the hotness of marriage. Whereas, guys, let's step it up, man. Let's tell our wives how hot they are. Oogle them, you know? Take a peek when they're in the shower. Go, yeah, baby! Kiss them on the back of the neck. You need that cozy space. You want to have a nice, hot relationship and a romantic relationship because it's a crappy world out there sometimes. My wingman on the op has been Robert Kosick, wrote the book Honor the Vow, honorthevow.com. He writes our marriage tips. He's a deacon. He's a marriage, what are you, a marriage coach and a whole other stuff. Welcome, Mr. Kosick.
Happy Friday, Sam. Good to be back. And let me be the last person to wish you a happy new year since I missed last week. I'm late with the...
Oh, that's right. We haven't talked since, like, the second week of December.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Oh, well, happy New Year's to you, too.
You, too. So, yeah.
Two things before we get to the marriage tip. The marriage tip, by the way, is posted on our Facebook page at Sam Malone Show. I get to go out and press flesh and speak at events. Two quick comments about the marriage segment were great. A woman said, I love your show. I love the marriage segment. I said, what do you like about it? She says, I like the fact that you're telling men to do something. And I'm like, okay, you know, I get it, because we're telling men, hey, slap your wife on the butt. Give her a big hug and a kiss. Be sexy. Talk trash. Text her. You know, something nasty. A gentleman said, after hearing last week, he says, I heard you say you should oogle your wife more. I said, yes. He says, well, after your segment was done, this is what he said. I said, and if I'm lying, lightning strike me down, God. He says, after your segment, I walked into the bedroom. My wife was in the shower. And he says, I opened up the shower door and oogled her while she was naked in the shower. And I said, way to go, brother, way to go.
Awesome. That is so awesome.
Go back to acting romantic the way you did when you were dating and when you were newly married.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it just takes a little reminder, because we get so caught up on our day-to-day activities, yeah, and everything that we're doing, we just completely forget to nurture that love and that we have when we first got together, and we kind of just let it go on the back burner and it falls asleep. So it's good to wake it up once in a while.
Heck yeah. Marriage maintenance tip number 78, you deserve better. If you find yourself saying, quote, I deserve better than him or her, then you should have better. Two choices. Start over and hope you don't screw up another marriage, or help your current spouse become better by first becoming a better spouse yourself. Then, of course, you quote Proverbs 17:22, which is beautiful. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
Oh, yeah.
Take it away, Mr.
I mean, how contagious is your attitude, good or bad? So the question becomes, if you don't know where you stand on that, when you walk into a room, does it light up when you walk into the room, or does the room light up when you walk out of the room? How contagious are you? Are you the life of the party? Are you the one that sees things? Or are you the one that says, phew, gosh, finally, he's gone. What a wet rag.
You know? Right, you know, like you go to lunch with a lot of people, and someone leaves early and go, okay, good, now we can have fun.
Yeah, now we can finally enjoy ourselves. I mean, when you walk into the room with your wife, does she go, man, my husband's going to be home in 15 minutes. I'm so excited for you to get home. Or she's like, oh, gosh, 15 more minutes, and then the night's over.
Backing back to reading on my Kindle.
Yeah, what's the tempo like? And, you know, so many people are just spent by the end of the day. And what I want him to do is I want him to say, look, my marriage stinks. I hear this all the time. I mean, the first quote in my book is, yeah, I committed to love my wife unconditionally, but I can't take it anymore. I want out. That gets people's attention because they're there. That's where they feel in their marriages. And I said, well, good. If your wife deserves better, number one, give her better. And if you think you deserve better, well, then do something to make it better. And don't leave. Do something. I mean, bring them up to your level. Start loving them. Start just oohing and aahing all over them. And they can't help but get caught up in that momentum and that attitude and that thrill of a marriage if you're doing it. They just can't help but want to reciprocate. Like the guy that just looked at his wife in the shower, right? How could he not smile?
Let me tell you something. I was like, you go, dude. I high-fived him because I'm like, that's rock and roll. Because we're tired. I mean, like, we have long days. I can't stand when guys diss on their wives. I don't like it. I don't like when wives diss on their husbands. I don't like to hear, oh, she's a pain in the ass. She's got fat. She doesn't do that anymore, whatever. I'm like, dude, fix it. Okay? And I want to hear positive things. And the guy who said, hey, I listened to your show, and I oogled my wife right afterwards, I'm like, you go, brother. Because they probably had a rock and roll night last week.
Yeah. Oh, you're sure they did. And how just that beaming of on her face when she knows, yeah, he still digs me. And the reason why women love what we do is because we're saying the things that they know they can't say. Right? They can't. Well, they should. But a lot of women just won't go up to their guy and say, you know, you ought to peep me in the shower more often. I mean, how cool would that be if your wife said that? Said, hey, I'm taking a shower Wednesday morning. Make sure you go into work late.
Denise always says, I do it all the time. Denise always says, you know what, honey? She says, you're such a pig. And she goes, and that's why I love you.
Yeah.
I think it's great. And women, you know what? Could you imagine if a woman said that, by the way, Mr. Costa?
Oh, God.
If a wife said to her husband, listen, I'm getting a shower tomorrow morning at 7:30. Why don't you go in a little late?
Yeah, go a little late. Go a little late, forget it. We're not going to work. Calling in sick.
And what a great day that is. Now, obviously, you have your responsibilities. Don't lose your job because of my show.
Yeah.
But you know what? With all this bad news, all this horrible news that you have nothing to do with, right?
Yeah.
There's like Muslims slaughtering people all over the world, it's daily. Then you got your regular things like your boss is a jerk. You get a flat tire, your visa bill, you forgot to mail, so there's a late fee. So you got all these other things that create agita and aggravation. You want that cozy space.
Yeah.
So create it, man. Nurture it. Get it on fire.
Absolutely. And you know, like I said, fix yourself first. I've used this term before. I heard it in one of the programs that I was a part of. It said, draw a circle around yourself, fix what's in the circle.
I love it.
And just focus on yourself. She'll catch on. I mean, you do the same thing when you go to the gym. Fontaine knows this. You go to the gym and you got people around you. They're getting pumped up, fired up. It gets you fired up, pumped up. You want to work harder. So if you're getting all excited and you're getting kind of lovey-dovey with your spouse and you're putting her up on that pedestal, she can't help but want to reciprocate and do the same thing back. And it's
you hope. You hope that when you put her up on a pedestal that she'll reciprocate. But, yes, you hope.
Well, I could tell you this. If you don't, she definitely won't. If you do, there's a really good chance she will.
Well played. Our marriage segment every Friday here on the Sam Malone Show, AM 1070, The Answer. Robert Kosick wrote the book, Honor the Veil, honortheveil.com. And that Proverbs 17:22 that you placed on the marriage maintenance tip, a joyful heart is good medicine, a crushed spirit dries up the bones. It's a force multiplier, you know?
Absolutely.
When you're feeling good and your wife told you how hot or how great you were, you're 10 feet tall, bro.
Oh, yeah, and Dad, this situation, let's say you couldn't hang out at 7:30 in the morning because you had a big meeting. What if she took a selfie and sent it to you and said, sorry you missed the show?
Hurrah!
Oh, man. That would be a good day.
Well, there's a lot of...
It'd be a non-productive day, but it'd be a good day.
And in case you're worried, you don't show a lot in the selfie these days.
No.
Just because of... But you know what I'm saying. I totally get what you're saying. You can just show your bare feet, like, in the shower.
Oh, even if it's a steamed glass, you can't really see anything. Just a silhouette. I mean, that's... You know,
wait,
clean and safe. And
a steam glass with a heart.
There you go.
You should be here.
Oh, man. See, we ended the show last year with red ribbons. We said all he wanted for Christmas was a red bow.
Kiss whatever's on the bow.
Now we want a steam shower door with a heart.
But yeah, but that's great because you feel good. It's cheap. It's free. You know, I should say it's free, and it might cost you something at work, but it's free.
It is.
And you have this wonderful feeling of love between the husband and the wife. There's lots of soap and lots of gosh knows what. Kids are at school. Your heart feels good. Your muscles feel good. Your brains feel good. You know?
Oh, I know.
You don't have to take a drug. You don't have to take a drink. You don't have to smoke weed, whatever these people are doing out there. this is the greatest drug. It's that union that that vow we took before God and the community, our families and our spouses, and we let's rekindle that.
Absolutely.
As often as humanly possible.
Absolutely. And it's so addictive. It is so addictive. You do it once and you feel that strength and that energy. I mean, it's better than any energy drink or anything you can do. Man, you're just going to be doing it all the time. All
once,
the time.
Once again, but go to work.
Eventually, you got to go to work. That's true.
Take a break every now and then.
Tell your wife she can only take showers on Saturdays. There you go.
When the kids, kids are in school.
Yes.
Outstanding. Go to our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show, and you'll see Marriage Maintenance number 78. Can't believe we've been doing 78 at this station.
78, yeah, at this station. So, and we missed a few there, so that's a couple years' worth of them. That's a couple years.
And to all the program directors at radio stations or general managers who says I should do it, I'm going to give you an obscene hand gesture that you can't see. We're on TV. Okay, ready? Right here.
This is what it's all about, and this is worth it. And as you say all the time, you're going to have many jobs, but you're only going to have one wife.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely. Take care of the one wife. Bring her up, man. Have fun. Have a great time. Keep her in the shower and do it often.
And you've come a long way, too, as the church deacon. You never used to talk this kind of trash before we first came on did a show.
You're bringing me up or down or
Mr. Kosick was always like, well, Sam, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
I would say, open the shower door. Ogle your wife. Well, Sam, if that's what you want to do. Now, this is Kosick's like, yeah, ogle your wife.
That's it.
Good job, son. Good job. Go to honorthevow.com. You'll see the tip on our Facebook page. Mr. Kosick, good to have you on. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
You have a fantastic weekend, Sam.
Will do. 847. Sam Malone Show, AM 1070, The Answer.
There's no way to the sky.